Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. In looking not just at your story, but at the homeschool community at large, you have seen 30 years of transition, and you've seen 30 years of impact that homeschooling, that, and I want to say specifically Christian homeschooling families, that Christian homeschooling families have had. You are a state leader. You've just had your hands in so many parts of the homeschool world, not just in South Carolina. How have you seen culture shift as a result of Christian homeschool families fighting for where we are today in homeschooling?
You know, I would just have to say that I believe that Christian education is extremely important in the culture war that's going on. And, you know, I think it's interesting that here we saw COVID come in and we saw thousands and thousands of people who said they would never homeschool begin homeschooling. And, you know, a lot of these people, we have the infrastructure in the Christian homeschooling community now to take those people in and help them homeschool and bless them. The interesting thing, I have to tell you about one of my conversations with a COVID mom who said, "Zan, I never intended to homeschool, but the virtual education in our school district was so bad, I decided I would homeschool that year." She said, "Now let me explain. I lived in a school district I trusted implicitly. My kids were in church every Sunday morning and every Sunday night. And here is what I learned. First of all, as I sat through the virtual education that propelled me into homeschooling, I learned that my trustworthy school district was not so trustworthy. And I could not believe the things they were teaching my children about life that I did not agree with. The second thing was, I've always felt like my 9-year-old daughter was dyslexic. And every time I would bring that up to a teacher, they would say, "Oh, she's going to grow out of it." And since I was in charge this one year I was going to homeschool, I took her to a specialist. And the specialist said, "She is definitely dyslexic. It would have helped if you had brought her in 3 years ago." And so she said, "I learned that lesson." And then she said, "The thing that put me over the edge was my 11-year-old son, who has been in church every Sunday of his life, looked at me after we had been homeschooling for 6 months and said, 'Mom, did you know that God is everywhere? He is in history. He is in math. He is in science. God is everywhere. I didn't know that until we started homeschooling.'" And so I just believe that when you homeschool, that was just such a powerful reminder of how education shapes kids. It shapes kids' lives. It shapes the way they think. It shapes the way they think about this country and our founding fathers and the principles of freedom and all of those things. So I think that homeschooling now has such a large number of families that if we all faithfully teach that we are human beings made in God's image, and we faithfully teach the principles of freedom that were biblical principles that our government was founded on, our founding documents, then it can make a huge, I just think that's just a great avenue for revival. I think God can definitely bring revival in through this group of kids.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.